Doria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's another Thursday, and we call it Health Thursday here on this dial because we discuss health and health-related matters, okay? It doesn't have to be strictly health. Anything that has to do with mental well-being, health, you know, anything about health generally, we talk about on a Thursday. I'm Sherif Quadri. It's always a pleasure to know that you are there. Today, we are looking at delayed speech in children. That's because we had done this before quite a number of times. Then I got another request. I got like three or four requests from parents out there who had questions. And I said, okay, you know what? If I can get three, four requests, that means there's a lot that people still need answers to. So I said, let's do this again. And we tried to schedule it for today, and we're here now. Feel free to join our conversation. If you've got questions, if you have questions as to why your child, you know, hasn't started speaking or saying words or clearly or anything at all, any speech defect whatsoever, we'll take those questions as well. I have with me the head of speech pathology and special education department, Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Yaba. I think that's in Oshodi, right?
Yeah, Annex. No Oshodi.
The annex is not showing. Okay.
It's still the same thing with Yaba Psychiatric.
Okay, great. Mrs. Temitoko Amodu is here. You just heard her voice. Good morning to you, madam.
Good morning, Sherif.
Thank you for joining us today. And thank you for making it down here all the way from Ikorodu.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the love you have for kids. Thank you for joining us. Lagos, if you got questions, please start sending them in because I'm going to make this about you owing to the reason why we are here. It's because you have questions and lots of them. So please start sending them in so we can get to it as quickly as possible. Let me start with the basics, right? At what point should a child start saying something? At what point should a parent expect his or her child to say something?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm saying that what is delayed speech in children?
Okay, that's a good one. You know, it is the joy of every parent to have a child that will be talking to them, to communicate to them on a daily basis. They want to know what it feels like for their child to be talking. You understand? Because like we are doing now, we are communicating.
That's right.
And we are trying to share ideas, our feelings, everything together now. So, and when you now talk about this speech development in children, it comes naturally with the normal childhood developmental growth. So, but when there is an issue, when there is an error, when the parent feels my child is not talking very well at a certain age, probably from 18 months, we have stages of speech development in children.
Okay.
So from 18 months, you should expect the child to start babbling, to be saying audible things to you, like for water, tata, mama, dada, or instead of having a full sentence, the child will say, take for I want to take something. The child will tell you take. But when you now notice that your child is not developing or is not producing this speech sounds correctly, then there's an error somewhere. Then there's a delay. Or you feel your child is not talking at 3 years, and then you can say is a delayed talker. So all these things are the noticeable signs you see in a child that will make you feel like, oh, there is a delayed speech in this child.
Once the child is 18...
18 months.
18 months.
Yeah, 18 months to 24 months.
The child should be blabbing.
Babbling, producing audible sounds that are meaningful to the immediate environment.
Yes. And at what point would you say that it's now delayed?
From 3 years.
From 3 years. What are the milestones before then, from that 18 months to 3 years?
18, 24, 2.
To 36.
Yes.
Once your child is lacking or anything. But another thing is, could there be a delayed speech development and then the child picks up much later on? Or once it's 3 years and the child is not, you know...
Yes, those ones tend to fall on the aspect of late talkers.
Okay.
They could be. Probably there's nobody to interact with in the family.
Okay.
Or we have an history of that in the family. So you see some parent, grandparent, they will tell you, even the father talks at the age of 4 years, 3 years, you know, things like that. Or there are other childhood developmental disorders that are occurring in that child.
Mm.
Or there are other associated disorders that can cause the speech delay in that child too.
Mm. What are those disorders? Let's start from there, that could result or that could hinder or that could hamper a child speaking at the right time. What are those associated disorders? You know, that once a parent sees, you don't think that your child has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see those disorders, you know that, okay, this could be the reason why.
Presently, we cannot really say this is the right cause. The real causes for speech disorder is unknown for now. Okay. But it can be linked to some other things.
Okay.
Like for a child having a cleft palate, that's a cut or an opening in the mouth anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then for hearing loss, the child is not hearing very well. It can cause a speech disorder in that child. Then we have a brain injury, intellectual disability. That one can also cause speech disorder in that child too. And like I've said, if there's an history of speech defect in the family, it can also cause speech disorder too.
Mm.
So we can't really say this is the right causes for this delayed speech in a child.
Mm.
So, and even for some mothers, we tend to have the use of drug abuse, you know.
Oh.
Yes. Psychoactive substances during pregnancy.
So by the mother?
Yeah, by the mother.
Mm.
So you can't really say this is the actual cause of all these things.
Mm.
So all we need to do is to provide treatments and therapy plans to work on these clients.
Mm. At what point should a parent say, okay, I need to take my child for treatment?
Yes, 24 months. That's 2 years.
Mm.
Yes. Or when you feel your child is not developing alongside with other peers.
Okay.
Yeah. If you are like mothers, they will be telling you, Kunle is now talking very well. I don't know why my own child is not talking.
Mm.
And if you feel your child seems to be delayed in one or two things that he's supposed to have learned, so you can say, oh, there's something wrong. Then you need to see an expert so that they can find solution or tell you what you can do to that.
Is there a connection between feeding during childbirth? Is there a connection between that and the child speaking, talking at the right time? Let's say the mother, you know, gave birth to the child, but then she couldn't breastfeed for some reason or the other at the appropriate time. Could that affect the child developing pretty well?
I don't really think so. There are some children that their mother, they didn't even meet up to see their mother.
Right.
And they are doing well. You understand? I don't really think so. So far, I don't really think so.
Mm.
So it's natural. Speech comes on its own.
Yeah.
So we feed in, though there are some with adequate diet, it will also improve the cognitive level.
Mm.
So, but for you to say feeding will result into speech defect or delay, I don't really think
How does speech therapy work? Because at 24 months, what can therapies do to a child at 24 months?
At 24 months, it's not about the therapist alone. Now, even the parents are inclusive.
Okay,
you understand that 24 months when they come to us, we still advise them. We tell them to keep talking to their children. Then they should sing and encourage imitation of sounds and gestures. You know, sometimes they will tell you, "Hey, he's not talking, but he can point to things." Oh, that's a good one. That child is trying to use alternative means for communication. You understand? Mm-hmm. You can tell them that's a good one. Then you keep doing. But they will tell you, no, they want that child to talk. Having forgotten the father,
education,
and
put in the hand of independent trustees, as it was the design, where the decree was passed under General Abacha. The trust fund was not meant to be run by the government. It was meant to be run independently. The government's insistence on controlling education's money
plan to suit your child,
because
speech therapy comes in different forms.
Okay.
What might be wrong with Taiwo will be different from what is wrong with Kennedy. So you have to make sure you assess starting from the baseline so that you can get the accurate therapy treatment for that child.
Another thing is my phone lines are buzzing. Another area that I want us to look at is there are some children. It's not that they are not talking. They are talking.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not just talking as much as you know, their peers. Mm-hmm. Their peers could maybe be able to string words together, okay, a complete sentence. Their own could be disjointed. Is that also speech delay?
Yeah, it's also one. Not really a speech delay. We're having what we call expressive language delay there now.
Okay.
That is when a child finds it difficult to bring two or three sentences together, now produce it out to form a meaningful words, instead of speaking monosyllably now. So that is expressive language delay. The child understands virtually everything you are saying.
Yeah.
But when it comes to communication, to tell you this is what I want, mom, this is a red bag, the child just tells you red or point to the bag to complete the sentence. That is on the expressive skill aspect now.
Is there a connection between that? I mean, can a child, you know, start developing his or speech, you know, late, then eventually result into that?
Yes, it will result into expressive language delay when a child's speech sound is being developed lately. So it will be difficult for that child to have accurate expression.
How can such a child get help, either from home or speech therapist professionals?
Yeah, that is still the same thing we are saying. That is why we are there for them, yeah, and the speech and language therapists, to help them. The child will have to be placed on therapy sessions, either 15 to 20 hours for 60 minutes in a week. You understand? Then we'll try to evaluate, diagnose the real type of speech defect that that child is having. You know, if you are not talking well, if you are having a pronunciation problem, that's a type of speech defect. You understand? Like we have said earlier on, if a child is finding it difficult to express his or herself, that's a type, another one under language.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Then when a child talks and the tongue is being thrust out, that's another type.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. So that is why assessment must come in. You have to have a proper diagnosis for the type of speech defect you are working on before you can now put up your treatment plan for that child. So having done that, you now tell the parents that, okay, we want you to continue to work up on these areas for us.
Right, right. So let's hear from parents this morning, 0700-993-993-993. And please, if you got questions for us, would want you to please go straight to the point so we can take in as many questions as possible, because that's why we're here this morning. So feel free to call us, 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. You can send in your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Twitter is there as well, at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. I was streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, so it's easy. Just drop your comments there and I will come take them, your questions. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those platforms and we'll be with you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
My name is Saeed Arashidov.
You're welcome.
I just want to contribute to the program based on the parent support in the child speech.
Go on, please.
My baby is 1.5 years old now.
Okay, okay.
But I noticed that from 6 months, I used to play some educational rhymes to him.
Okay.
But now, when he's 1 year and 3 months, even when he's got to, when I'm playing that particular lines, when he's got to, if you're happy and, you know, clap your hands, if you clap and make a sound of bah, bah, by himself.
Okay.
So, but now I can see he's talking, but just blah, 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 something, not that he's talking speechless. All I need to contribute is that I think parents also should support in any way to communicate with children. And whenever they're even blabbing,
okay,
I think if parents can have time to blab along with them. Because when he's blabbing, I blab along with them, you see, he talks as if you are communicating. That's my contribution.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. He spoke about the importance of parents' role in helping their kids to be able to, you know, catch up. Let's take another call quickly. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you, sir.
Wow, it's wonderful. This is the first time calling your station.
It's good to have you here.
Yes, please. Okay, my name is Victor. I have a son that is 6 years old.
Okay.
He's having delayed speech. Like, if he's talking, now he can make sentences, but his words are not clear.
Okay.
So I don't really know what the problem could be. Probably maybe he's fast because he's a very fast child.
Mm.
He has weight.
Okay.
If you see him, he looks like 15 years old.
Mm.
Of his age.
Okay.
But why is just like he's 6 years old.
Okay. But his words are not clear. Okay. Well, my guests will attend to that. Let me take Loretta is also here, so let me take Loretta, then would attend to all those questions. Good morning to you, Loretta.
Hi, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hi, Mrs. Amojo. Good morning. I'm sure she might not remember me. It's been long.
Mm.
Remember I called Sherry, remember when I called about when there was on your show, on cerebral palsy, I said I lost my child.
Yeah, you said so.
Yeah. Then, Mrs. Amodu, if you can remember Lake Dancho.
Oh, yes. That's a nice one. It's a long
time.
How
you doing, ma?
I'm fine.
They are doing wonderfully well there. Mrs. Amodu is a good hand.
I know, right?
I'm not saying because she's there. She worked closely with my late son then. But, you know, because it was not the primary cause of his illness. It was cerebral. It had an injury to the brain.
Yeah.
Like what she was trying to say, there are a lot of things that can cause it.
Right.
So that's part of it. So I just want to encourage parents out there who have similar situations to look out to these organizations to go. And our government, they should give us more locations. We don't have enough.
Mm.
We don't have
access
at all. Mm. So we should have, to even get that place, someone has to direct me.
Yeah.
And then back then, that was 7 years ago.
Right.
But, you know, they are doing a good job there.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Mr. Moda, I'll call you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of our challenges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's talk about the six-year-old kid, the caller, that said, he was wondering whether weight could be a factor. Mm. Or it's just a delayed speech, and he was wondering what he could do.
Weight is not one of the factor, and but from what he has described, he was telling me that he has limited vocabulary.
Mm.
So meaning he used simple short sentences when trying to communicate.
He said it wasn't clear that anytime he speaks, he doesn't speak clearly.
Mm. Yeah, that's another type of speech defect.
Okay.
So when a child is not speaking clearly, we can be having words like "you want rat." The child tells you what. Stand for banana. The child says nyanya. You understand those words, and it will be limited from what he has described.
Mm.
It's not going to give you a complete sentence. So if you are not somebody that is familiar to that boy or a careful listener, you won't understand what he's saying. There will be difficulty in what he's telling you.
Mm.
So it needs to come for an assessment. He can visit us at the hospital so that we can give him an accurate diagnosis.
Mm.
You know, I cannot be diagnosing
in absentia. That's right. So at age six, is it still possible to correct the...
Yeah, it's possible at age six.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. It's not too late. Okay. We can still do one or two things for him.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the telephone. I have messages on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Good morning to you.
Good morning. My name is John.
Welcome, Mr. John.
I must say thank you to you and the specialist there. Thank you very much for this opportunity. So, I have a son of 4 years and 3 months old. So, his case is a bit related to the last caller.
Okay.
His speech is not that clear. Now, there are times he makes clear statement you clearly hear, but sometimes he pronounces some words and are not clear. So we have to listen again and listen again, or ask, what did you say before we now understand what you actually mean. Now, okay, so I heard the specialist there talk about an opening in the mouth. Mm. Okay, maybe I should just let you know that when he was about 2 years old, he lost one of his by falling on the tongue. So the tooth removed. So that opening has been there till now. Could that be the reason, or are there any other things we need to do? Do we need to come to consult you? And then lastly, is it possible for us to have a contact of this specialist, or how can we get to your office?
Oh, of course.
Please help. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling. Please hold. I'm right here already. So let's pick with her. Then we head out to a break. Then we'll come back and attend to those. Amalara, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry.
Yes, please.
This delay speech, I want to ask if it has nothing to do with genotype as well. Because I have a girl, 3 years. She can't say anything. She can point, maybe she wants to drink, she'll cough to show the signs she wants to drink, toilet, touch her vagina or something. But she can't talk.
She has
delay in walking as well. She walk around 3 years plus. Now she's 3 years plus, she can't talk. But she can communicate very well, she hears everything. But now I'm thinking like maybe it's because of the genotype. I think it's S something. Like, it's not SS. But maybe S something, I don't know.
Okay.
I forgot the genotype. But the question is, can he have anything to do with the genotype? And how can we help her?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Molara. We may not be able to take the two, but we have about two more minutes to go. Can you take the two in 2 minutes?
Let me summarize.
Okay,
let me start from Momolara's own. Okay, you know, what you have just described now, there's an issue with the brain development before and after birth now. You are saying your child did not work on time. She didn't work on time. And the issue of genotype is another thing again. There are associated disorders that can cause speech delay in children. So all you need to do is to bring her down for proper assessment at her center, where we can diagnose and tell you the treatment plan to be put in place for your child. Then the last speaker,
age four,
he's still talking about delayed language too. On the part of his son being having expressive skill delay.
Right.
It's still the same thing. You still need to be talking to him, then you bring him down for assessment. Let's reevaluate so that we can also put him on a plan too.
Health Thursday, and we're discussing delayed speech in children this morning. I have Temitope Amodu on the show this morning, and we've been answering your questions on this topic. I think we should go to social media. I have some comments on our live stream. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's how you can watch us live. And you can see my guest in the studio. And by the way, maybe I should do the proper thing by telling you that my guest is the head of department of speech and pathology and special education department. Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Yaba, the Oshodi Annex. You know what she does. She's been doing this for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
18 years. Oh wow. That's a long time.
Born special teacher. Right from my grade 2 years.
You've always been a special teacher. You've been a teacher
from grade 2. You know NTR in those days.
Yeah.
If you are not there, you are not teacher a teacher yet.
Okay. Okay, you know, I think we're going to do personality interview later. Because I was wondering, like, why did you decide to go into special education, all of these areas, special needs? But we'll do that later. I know that will not end if we start that. And we have parents. We have parents here waiting. So let's go to, let's start with YouTube. Lawrence says, my son started at age of 2. Sometimes I don't understand what he says at then, but his siblings understand and interpret it to me. And that's what he said, that his son started talking at the age of 2. But then let's take another one here from Reddington, who says, my son doesn't talk. He only sings Coco Melon songs and recite 1 to 10, but he didn't state the age. He said it's 3 years.
Okay,
that he will be 3 years in January. That's next year.
Okay, still needs to talk to him or her. Yeah, he said my son. Let's be looking at it. Probably there is a delay because he's talking. He said he sings. How audible is it? Is it well pronounced? We don't know that now. That means he's talking.
And the guy recites 1 to 10. That's talking, right?
That's talking. If you can recite 1 to 10, you are talking.
But why is he not interacting? I guess that's what he's saying.
we don't know what is happening. That is why I said I can't diagnose or assess in absentia.
Yeah.
It has to be here.
Okay. Oluwasegun Matthew on YouTube says, is it that male children have delayed speech build-up compared to female children?
In research, it's more common in boys.
Okay.
From research.
Is there a thing that the research, pointed at as to why this is so?
It's still unknown. It is only linked or associated to other childhood disorders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's head back to the telephone. We'll come to Facebook to come and take your reactions. We have a few more on YouTube, but let's go to the telephone. 0700-993-993-993. Okay, we lost that. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Olaiwola. I'm calling today.
Welcome.
So I just want to give kudos to Ms. Amodo in your studio.
Okay.
And I appreciate all she's doing.
Hmm.
Okay. That's just awesome.
Did you know her personally?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, Ikorodu. You people are Ikorodu people now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Victor from Ikorodu.
You walk. Ikorodu, okay.
I don't know.
My son is 4 years and 3 months, I think, yes.
4 years, 3 months, okay.
And he has been finding it difficult to talk. Though, if I sit him down and I pronounce the word for him, he will barely say it. And sometimes he finds it difficult to also construct sentences.
Okay.
And we've been struggling with this thing for probably from the age of two.
Okay.
I realized when he started school, he's doing well, but we stopped for like a year.
Okay.
And since then, he has been finding it difficult to talk. And I also noticed there was a time I take him to a place for holiday.
Okay.
And I realized it changed a little bit. And that is the picture. That is it.
Stay on the line, please. Don't go. Do you have a question for him?
Yes, for his son, he needs to be assessed. We don't know. He said for a time he was talking and he was no longer talking again. So that has to do with coordination from the brain to the mouth now. Something is wrong somewhere, which is the more reason why he needs to be assessed very well. Are you getting me now?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you. Nuru, I think, is here. Good morning to you. Is it Nuru or Nuru? Please turn off your radio. I'm sure you were told to turn off your radio. So I have to hang up now. I'm sorry. You need to call back once your radio is off. Please do that and we will take you. Okay? We'll expect your call. Let's take another call now. Good morning to you. Nigeria Info, good morning. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, your guest. My name is Igwe Victor.
Welcome.
My contribution is your guest is doing a wonderful job. Actually, I want to contribute on the fact that most times there are factors we may not really understand what is going on in children when we expect them to talk. Personal experience I had, or I have, I told my wife, I want her to speak Igbo to our child, my first son.
I was going to come to that, actually.
So, I said it's an exclusive issue. I want to speak indigenous language to him, so that by the time he goes to school, he will speak English and interact with his colleagues with English and the other things. So, at a point, I realized by the time we expected him to start speaking, there was delay. So, along the line, I discovered it was as a result of confusion. He was confused that, is it Igbo he will speak? Is it the normal language people speak in this
in the school
at the end of the day? By the time he is 2 years plus, he now speaks, he can understand, he can speak Igbo, he can speak English. So I want to make people to understand that based on the multiplicity of languages, it brings confusion in the brain of a child. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. Tamitakwa, you talk on that, but Annabelle is here already. Let's speak with Annabelle, then we'll come to that language issue. Good morning to you, Annabelle.
Good morning. My name is Annabelle.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm from Ikorodu. And my daughter is 3 years old.
Okay.
Okay. She I started noticing that she stopped. She said she didn't know how to talk from 2 years. Okay. So went through different series of tests and found out that she's having loss of hearing.
Mm.
Okay. So we advised to get hearing aid for her.
Okay.
But in this country, getting hearing aid is quite expensive.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
Mm. The information we got from the private sector was 2 million. Later, we were asked to go to the state hospital, which is Lasso. They were giving us cost for 800,000. And the one for 800,000, the trial error thing is not too, it's not straightforward.
Mm.
So I don't know if she can advise us, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if she can advise us a better way to go about it, because at her age, the only thing she says is Nesta. Is her brother's name.
Mm.
And the reason why she's saying that is because that's, you know, he's a boy, he keeps shouting the name. So I think that's the only thing she picked.
Mm.
So sometimes she will say daddy, after some time to fade.
Mm.
So when she's backing you, if you call her name, she won't hear you very well until you shout, then you not she will not respond.
Right, right.
So I don't know if she can advise
us
how to go about the hearing aid, because in this country, I don't think there's any plan for there are so many children going through these challenges.
That's right, that's right. Annabelle, thanks for calling. Yeah?
Okay, thank you, Annabelle. The hearing aid.
Yeah.
It comes in different conditions on the high side.
Okay.
You understand? But it depends. You have to go back to your audiologist. Are we having bilateral hearing loss in the child now?
Okay.
So if it is for both years, meaning you have to pay 800,000. For a single year, it's 400,000 or 500.
Okay.
Then
okay.
We have sometimes empty hand. We have organizations that donate.
Mm.
We have MTN Foundation.
Materials.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have. Then we have for cochlear implant too. You still have to go back to lawsuits.
Okay. They would better advise what to do.
Then for some parents that their children are already having good auditory level training, they can assimilate sounds at different levels. They tell them they want to dispose this.
Okay.
So you can negotiate. We have it. Maybe you can call me after the show. Then
is it corrective or they're just going to stay on it? The hearing aid, is it correct?
It depends on the degree of the hearing in that child.
Okay.
So I can't actually say that now. I'm a speech pathologist, not an audio. But we work together.
Yeah, but
it is
another area I want to come in is she says something like try and error of some sort. I don't understand what she meant by that. But I'm guessing that you have an idea.
She let her go for proper evaluation.
Okay.
You understand? Mm. So she's only guessing. She has not even done it. She has not bought it.
Oh, okay.
So that's why she's saying try and error.
Okay.
You know, let her go for proper evaluation.
Mm.
We have so many centers where you can do it. The government hospital and the private hospital and even private centers. We have audiologists all over. You can contact me. You know, the association is speech pathologists and audiologists. We work together.
Mm.
That is why we call it SPAN.
Hmm.
Yes, speech pathologist and audiologist. At a certain time, you have to specialize in the one you want.
Okay.
If you choose to be a speech pathologist, fine. And if you choose to be an audiologist, fine. But these things are linking each other.
Hmm.
So if your child is having hearing loss, that child will also have what we call speech delay.
Right.
So you can see everything is connected.
Everything is connected.
Yeah.
Then about the language thing at home.
Okay, bilingualism
in the house. Let's quickly touch on it.
Yeah, it's true. For some children, they tend to be confused when they want to talk.
Yeah.
You are speaking Igbo, Hausa, Yoruba in that same home. So the child will be confused at the initial stage.
Right.
But by the time as a family, you decided that, okay, let's continue, let's speak just one language, the child will pick up. That is, if there is no history or there are no childhood disorders that are present or occurring in that child.
Right.
If you have an associated disorder, that child may still have delayed speech and language. Oh.
Mm.
But if there's none, then we are good to go with that child. The child will pick up on time.
So all my lines are still blinking, as you can see. I have tons of messages online as well, as you, I can see here. Even my guys are showing me questions that I should take. they've taken over the mouse from my hand now. They're saying I should read this one. Okay, well, let me read. Since you people have taken over the mouse now from your office there, that's how our system works. They can actually take over all of this thing in the studio. Shabo says, Dada says, what's this? I have a son who is having difficulty in pronunciation, but the mother is in Benin City. How can we get there? Your office in? Do you have an office in Edo State?
No, but we have a speech therapist in Edo State.
Okay.
my own office is in Lagos here. Okay. But my colleagues,
you have contact with your colleagues.
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, you people should leave my mouse alone now. Let me read what I want to read and stop moving my this thing. So what we're going to do is, we're out of time, right? Mm-hmm. Please briefly share your contact.
Okay.
So that anybody anywhere in Nigeria mm-hmm. that needs the services of your help or in mm-hmm. getting contact of pathologists or audiologists in their own mm-hmm. location can reach out to you.
Okay.
Please share if you can.
Okay. 080-3510-7920.
Please take that slowly.
080-3510-7920.
Temitoko Amodu is a very busy person. I would have loved to have her again next week, at least to answer some of these thoughts, instead of my people hijacking my mouse. Would have Abby? Can we do it next week?
No problem.
Ah!
For my children.
This is me using reverse psychology.
Now, always do anything for my children. That's it's my passion. I love what I do, you know.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We'll have you again next week. I can't wait, because I have tons of questions on Facebook. That's why my people are to, you know, with a tea break. Thank you so much, Temitoko Amodu.
Yeah, thank you.
That's our show this morning. Feta is here to also take over from me. Once Feta is done, we'll have some commercials for you, after which, of course, we'll bring you Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Feta, it's
this is an infomercial.
Good morning.
And I want to assume that you would run, because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.